You're listening to episode number 300 of the She's Building Your Empire podcast. Thank you guys so much for maybe tuning in for 300 episodes, or maybe today is your first one. Either way, I appreciate you so, so much. Let's get started. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, happy new year. I am just so pumped to be able to chat with you guys today. I just love the new year. I love Mondays. I love like anything where I can kind of just have that fresh start. And I just feel like this is going to be such a great year. And I hope you feel that way too. And if you don't, we have so much time to make something really happen. There's no reasons, no excuses that this just can't be your year. So you're doing something right. You're listening to a podcast. So I know you've got it in you to really just put everything out there and give it your all. So what I'm going to talk about today, this is kind of a fun podcast for me to do because this is a question like all of my girlfriends ask me, like my, or just, I shouldn't say just girlfriends, but friends in general will be like, hey, I know you're in Lewis House Mastermind and I know you've been in James Mastermind. What's the difference? Who do you like better? Everybody wants to know, who do you like better, James Wedmore or Lewis House? So today is my little tell-all of what I think of Lewis House, his mastermind program, what this year looked like, what he's taught me, and which one did I like better. So let's kind of just jump in and chat about it for a little bit. So first, if you are not considering a mastermind this year, it is not too late to find one. I cannot tell you how much I believe in them. I am already recommitted, re-signed up for next year to be in a mastermind. And I hope that you are too. And, you know, even if it's not my mastermind, find somebody that you resonate with that can bring together just a group of women or women and men or men that need to be just, you need to be surrounded with. All right. So if you want to check out our mastermind, it's not too late. I think we've got a couple spots left. You can go to bit.ly/PH mastermind or just go to shesbuildingherempire.com. Find it on there. We've got information. Okay. So what I want to tell you, first of all, is one of the biggest takeaways I got this year from Lewis House was I was playing really small and I didn't know I was playing small. That's the weird part is I actually thought I was playing big and I was this big dreamer and the big believer. And I kind of felt pretty cool. Like I felt like that might sound so funny, but I felt like I was doing good things and big things. And he kind of put me in place. And I don't know that anybody's ever done that before for me. You know, usually my coaches are telling me how amazing I am and what I'm doing and I'm, you know, doing really well. And I think he was just like, listen, I think you're doing good, but I think you could do a lot better. And I think you could dream a lot bigger. And that honestly, guys, was worth my entire investment being in his program because it really opened my eyes up. And no, I didn't hit all of my goals this year and I didn't pick these gigantic dreams and then say, yep, I did it. No, in fact, it was probably the worst year I've ever had with setting goals because I was setting such big goals and yeah, I wasn't hitting them, but I was surpassing what I normally would have set as my goal. And that was pretty cool. All right. So one of the things that was really amazing for me was I got a private phone call with Lewis when we kicked off the mastermind about a year ago. And it was the week before Christmas last year, 2017, when I got to speak with him for about an hour. And I remember, you know, telling him my numbers and acting like, yeah, well, that's it. That's my 2017 numbers. And he was like, well, we've got like 2 weeks left in the year. I'm like, well, yeah, but we've got Christmas and we've got New Year's. Who's trying to do something between these 2 weeks, right? Aren't we all taking vacations? Aren't we all taking breaks the rest of the year? Like, what are you talking about? And he pushed me to do a webinar. And I did a webinar on December 28th, 2017. which I thought, who in the world is going to show up, right? That people have kids at home, people are busy, they're on vacation, no one's going to jump on a webinar. Well, what's funny is people did jump on a webinar, and I ended up selling $25,000 on December 28th of 2017. And that was my biggest aha. That was my biggest wow. Maybe I am playing small. Maybe I'm telling myself these stories in my head, but what if these stories aren't true, right? What if I think I know these things and I think they're facts, but they're my opinion? They're my stories because I just don't know what I just don't know right now, right? And that's scary when you all of a sudden realize everything you thought or believed is a lie. It's not true, right? It's not exactly the way I've been thinking or seeing it. So that was just a huge, huge eye-opener for me. And I mean, obviously, you can see how I am definitely getting my return on my investment with these little things that are happening. Now, our first retreat that we did, his program has three retreats and then like this mini retreat that's tacked on to his live event. And our first retreat was in January. And everybody always asks me like, so his looked amazing, but how is he different than James Wedmore? Because I'm in both of these. And I will tell you, it was different than the other mastermind for sure. And at first, you guys, I'm not going to lie, you know, even if he would listen to this, I'd be totally fine with it. But I was a little disappointed in a certain way. And I'll explain that in a minute. Okay. I kind of even started to judge in a way and go, this isn't what I was expecting, right? But what I had to sit and realize and just take a minute to process was everybody has to play up to their strengths, right? And Lewis did just that. No, it was not like James retreats at all. It was just different. It wasn't better. It wasn't worse. It was different. And Lewis played up to his strengths. And one of his strengths is he is a connector. And he brought in people like Gabby Bernstein and Jeff Walker, who I was able to sit next to randomly at dinner and talk to him all night long and just had this amazing conversation with somebody who I had been admiring for a long, long time. And we got to meet the CEO of Hay House, who gave us his personal email address for us to email him when we want to publish our next book. We got to hear Rachel Platten, who was a guest at dinner one night. She's the girl that sings, my kids love the song. What is the song? The fight song. And she did this little private concert. Like, it was really cool. And it was just a different experience that I had not really experienced before. So the first retreat was even more evident to me that I was playing small. And it was really nice to be surrounded by these just big dreamers. And Lewis's goal, he publicly states, is to impact 100 million people. And the people in that room, they have just these just gigantic goals, right? And hearing them say these crazy goals where I'm thinking in my head, can they really do that? Makes me start to go, maybe I can do that. Maybe I could impact 100 million people. Maybe I could, you know, fill in the blank. And that is the kind of room I need to be in at all times, okay? Now, they do a lot of times, James' group, Lewis's group, they do these hot seats where people give you feedback. And Lewis did this hot seat where people give their opinion of you. Okay, this is kind of scary, guys. So people, and some people, you guys, we just met. They literally have never checked me out. They didn't know my name, nothing. They looked me up and down and gave their honest opinion of me. Okay, talk about scary. So of course, we all go around and people are saying like really nice things and, oh, you look put together and you look blah, 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 right? So all of a sudden, Lewis is walking around and Lewis jumps in. He's like, oh, are we on Stacy? I'm going to give you my honest opinion of you. So I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be like everybody else say this nice thing. And he said to me, I think you could be an A business, but I think you're performing at a B level, okay? And that kind of, like, I almost didn't even know how to respond to that because it wasn't a compliment. He was saying I wasn't playing at the level he thinks I can play at. So I was just taken aback, and I agreed with him. Like, there were definitely some things I was noticing, which it's just hard to hear, but you pay people like this to be honest. I don't need to be told that I'm polished and put together and I look blah, blah, blah. I want you to say, here, do this, try this, because I want to be better. And I really use this information this year to be a better coach myself. When somebody would say, what do you think of my sales page? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? I don't just give them, oh, it's pretty, it's this. I'm always going, I'm going to be nitpicky here. I'm going to tell you a couple things I'd do over here if it was my thing. I'm going to treat you like I want to be treated, right? And I really got that from him. So This is a long story, but I really want to share with you how this happened. So after we break, we had that hot seat. We take a break. I go to my room. I'm still processing, like, wow, this is crazy. So then we meet up for dinner. So I head downstairs. Of course, I'm one of the first people there because I'm so type A and I'm always on time, which means I'm always early, right? And I come down. And what's funny is I wouldn't picture Lewis to be the always on time guy, but he actually is. He's always usually the first person in there. He's always there. I walk in. There's a couple people, just like maybe a couple guys, two guys or so, and Lewis. So I sit down and this is the time when you can either take advantage of the situation being in a room with somebody like him, right? In a very small group when he's like, hey, how's it going? You can either say, oh, it's good. Like the event. Great, right? Small talk. Or you can say, hey, and this is what I did. I said, remember when you just told me that you think I'm a B business, but you think I could be an A? I said to him, I'm like, I first of all think you're being nice. I don't think you would actually rate me as a B business because I see him and I see who he's coaching and these people around him and the people he's friends with. And I said, so I know you were being nice. And he said, I was being nice. You're not at a B level yet, which, ouch. Okay, thank you. Again, hurt, but I can take it. I'm a big girl. So I said, okay, so don't give me my real score because I'm already ready good with this. But what can I do to be that A business, like that A brand? What can I do and what do you see? Okay. So he said, I want you to do something out of your comfort zone. Right now you are too put together, to this, to that. So everything that everybody was saying about me that was so nice and amazing, he's like, you're too all of that. Okay. So he's listing these things. He's like, why don't you go skydiving? And I was like, yeah, I could totally skydive. I've already done that. And he's like, oh no. If you've already done it, then it doesn't count because it's not out of your comfort zone. He's like, I want you to do something that you would never do or that people just would be shocked that you did. So he's like listing these things and I'm all going, yeah, that sounds fun. Oh, I could do that. And he's like, no, you're not understanding the concept. He's like, I want you to do something that you don't think you would do, right? So he just keeps listing these things and there's really nothing that was like scaring me or nothing that I didn't think I couldn't do. And then he says randomly, what about a burlesque dance? Because he knows I was a dancer, right? He's like, what about a burlesque dance? And I immediately was like, I think I even got very loud. It was like, no way, never. Like I would never do that. And he's like, well, that's it. I mean, that's the one thing you don't want to do. So you should do it. And I really want you to, I can already understand that people are going to give him like hate mail, thinking he's sexist and all of this. You guys, he gave me so many suggestions. He just kept rambling. And the only reason why he pushed this was because he knew my reaction was what he was trying to find. And he wanted me to be uncomfortable. And clearly this made me uncomfortable. Now, stick with me. This story makes sense in a minute. And I want you to see what happened because it really does make sense. I promise. Okay. So anyway, don't hate him. He's not sexist. This is not some weird thing he's trying to do. He's not like that at all. I can tell you that. Okay. And that was something really nice that I have loved working with James and Lewis. They've never put me in a weird situation. They've never been inappropriate. They don't talk like that. They are both very, very respectful. And I've loved that I can have this relationship with these guys where my husband doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to feel uncomfortable. I've been really in great presence. So I want you to know that. Okay. So anyway, so Lewis is pushing this burlesque dance, okay? Now I want to tell you something about me that you probably already know. When somebody as a coach, somebody smarter than me, somebody more successful than me tells me to do something, I do it. I don't question them. I don't need to know why. I'm reading the Bulletproof book right now and this guy is getting so into all of these things. I'm like, Dave, just tell me what I need to eat and when I need to eat it. I don't care why. Like, I don't need to hear all the reasons. I trust you. Just tell me what to do and I'm going to do it. This is one of the reasons I think that I have had the level of success that I've had because I always follow people that are smarter than me and I do what they say. And this was one time that I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't think it's a good idea. My gut was going, get out of here. Like, there's no way. So anyway, I then go to dinner, right? And we're sitting at round tables and I sit down and all of a sudden, somehow my table is a guy table. Like I'm the only woman at the entire table, which is not normal. That doesn't normally happen. It's usually a good mixture. But I just sat down first and all of a sudden it was like guy after guy. So we're going around the room and the table eating dinner casually. Lewis is not at our table. And these guys start talking and they're like, so are you going to do it? Like, what do you think? And of course, guys, it's guys. So of course, they all think it's a great idea, right? So they're trying to get me to do it. They're telling me why. I'm like, no, there's no way this is like, when I say off brand, I don't mean like, oh, my persona. I mean, it doesn't feel like a good fit for me personally to be doing that. I have children. I have my brick and mortar dance studios where I have lots of children that follow me and watch me. And I just want to be a good role model. And to me, I just didn't feel like it was a good fit. So I'm completely anti this idea, right? So all of a sudden they're talking, this is why. Then Lewis sits down. He's like, what are you guys talking about? And you actually, I remember this clearly. I was just like, all right, guys, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I stand up. And as I stand up, I kid you not, Lewis comes around and he puts his hand on my shoulder and he's like, hey, I just want to see what you're doing. So he sits me back down. And then it, of course, it goes back to this burlesque video. So he assures me that you can do this in a classy way that would not make you look bad. And it would be still like, you could even say, hey, this is making me uncomfortable, but I'm going to do this. It's out of my comfort zone. And this is where it got really tempting. He said to me, if you make this video, I will share it on my social media. You guys, Lewis has like 1 million+ followers on every platform. Okay. And I'm like, wow, that actually could kind of be a good thing, but how would I do this classy? And like, it just got very intense. So anyway, he's kind of convincing me, maybe I could do this and make it work, right? So he makes me shake his hand that I'm either going to do the burlesque video by a certain date, it was like in July or something, or I'm going to donate, who happened to be sitting next to me, this guy. His name is Jeff. I love Jeff. He has these bars called the Kai's Bars. He's an amazing guy. He has this amazing charity. And they go to Haiti every year and do all these amazing things and build orphanages. And he's like, you're either giving Jeff 10 grand to go build orphanages or you're doing this burlesque video. And I actually shook his hand. Okay. Yes. I'm like sweating even thinking about it. Okay. So, I mean, you guys, I leave the table. I run into like my friends, Robin Long, Jasmine Starr, and I tell them what's going on. And they're like, you can't do this video. They're like, no, you cannot do this video. I'm like, this is why I needed girls at the table, but they were all guys. They were ganging up on me. They thought it was a good idea, et cetera, right? Of course, Lewis thinks it's a good idea. Everybody's going for it. And the girls are like, no, Stacey, you cannot. So immediately I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this. I got to get this out of my head. Some days I would go home and research like classy burlesque on YouTube. And you guys, trust me, it's either super cheesy or a little too risque for me to ever feel comfortable putting something like that out there. Like, you know me, right? I mean, can you even picture this? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, but I can't. And that was the hard part. So I'm literally still in this moment, at that moment, I was debating. I was trying to figure out, how do I do this? Because when I trust somebody, I trust somebody. And I'm like, I don't think he would tell me something to hurt me. But at the same time, I also want to feel good about something and not feel like this is going against everything I'm thinking about, right? And I'm not a prude. I'm not somebody who's like, oh, you can't do that. It's just not me. I don't feel comfortable that way. So if that's you, I'm not judging you. And I hope you're not judging me, okay? So anyway, back and forth. I even went to as far as contacting a videographer and talking to somebody at my studio about burlesque, okay? Like, I really did look into this. So then I jump on my mastermind call. I knew this was the first time I was going to see Lewis. The deadline was approaching very soon. I knew he was going to ask me. And of course, I'm the first person he calls on. He's like, what's up with the burlesque video, okay? So I immediately say, I'm so sorry. It just doesn't feel in alignment. I'm not going to do it. And this is just as scary as not doing it because I've never said no to a coach before, ever. And it almost was funny because he was trying to challenge me by doing this, but he did challenge me. You know, he really did make me make this decision and come to this where that was a challenge for me this year. I had to be like, put on my big girl pants and decide, okay, this is what I feel is right for me. And saying no was really tough, but I said no, okay? And I jump in this call, I say this, and what's so funny and rewarding in a sense was a week later, I got an email from someone that worked at Kendra Scott, and they wanted to partner with me on a few things. And the woman said, you are definitely in alignment with our brand. And just her using those words, when I just said the words a week later, how this didn't feel in alignment, I wanted to say to them, so how would you feel if I publicly posted a burlesque dance on the internet, right? Like, it's like, I just knowing this wouldn't have felt like me. I almost would have felt inauthentic when I was trying to be as authentic as possible. So funny enough, it worked out where we're doing some really cool stuff with Kendra Scott. I'm super excited about. I've been loving their stuff way before this even happened. And this whole story is just so significant for me. And honestly, like I said, the first time I didn't do what a coach told me to do. And I just realized yes, I believe you should get mentorship. I believe you should have a coach. I believe you should be in a mastermind. But you have to be that last filter. You are taking in everything that people are saying. Don't judge. Don't say, no, I can't. No, what do the people say? Yeah, but this won't work for me. Yeah, but don't do that. Just take it in. And then you decide, right? You're the filter. What are we catching? What are we doing? And what's getting thrown away? And for me, I kind of felt like I grew up a little bit this year. And I, again, like put on those big girl pants and said, I'm not doing it. And I feel really good about it. And I feel like I needed to go through a challenge like that, okay? So I really appreciate Lewis for trying to push me out of my comfort zone. And I know I still need to do to find what scares me. And I'm just on a mission to keep discovering that and pushing myself to another level, okay? Now, what's really cool is at the live event that I'm doing, my annual live event that I'm doing this year, this is so funny, I didn't do this on purpose, but I picked Jeff's charity, the one we just talked about, the Kai's Bars, and it's like a protein bar. You've got to check it out. It's probably in your grocery store. He's in like Whole Foods and Walmart and my local grocery store is up here in Wisconsin. So check him out. But we picked his company just because he's doing amazing things and I love him. And you guys, this is what I really love about him. He was at my table when everybody was telling me to do burlesque and he was pretty quiet. And when I walked away and he walked with me, he whispers to me and says, I don't think you need to do it. And he's just such a good guy and such a great role model that it doesn't surprise me. So anyway, I ended up picking, we're going to do this pop-up shop at my live event from Kendra Scott. And Kendra Scott is donating 20% of the proceeds to any charity of my choice. And I picked Jeff's. And all of a sudden I was thinking about, and as I was writing this podcast for you guys, and I was thinking how funny, because here's my way to give Jeff that $10,000 I said I was going to give, because I never did anything. I was just kind of like, I'm out. And I feel so good that this is my opportunity to be like, I didn't do it, but here's the money that I said I would donate. So I'm super pumped that I'm able to do that. So anyway, and let me kind of keep diving into a couple other things that I got out of this. Now I will say one of the things, because I'm looking at what's the return on my investment? Okay, now I just told you one webinar before the year even kicked off, I made $25,000, okay? That's a pretty big chunk of the return right there. Now, another thing that happened was somebody, you know, Lewis shouts us out and he's got us on his Instagram, we do things. And when you have a big audience like Lewis has, shouting us out is a huge advantage. And I've gotten sales just from Lewis shouting me out and people being like, huh, who's this girl? Checking me out, checking out the podcast, jumping on a webinar and buying my programs. So the return is even from just him helping me get more visible. So if you're thinking, well, I'll just work with my peers and I'll just be with them. Sometimes when you hire somebody who's a bigger level than you or bigger stage than you, you'll see this on our Instagram. We've been doing this. We will be shouting out all of our powerhouse members. And when we shout them out, people will get business from us. I'm actually an affiliate this year for one of my powerhouse members because of how much visibility we get from them and what we give them. And it's just such a great way to collaborate too. So that was something that I was not expecting, but money did come in just from him shouting me out, which was pretty cool. Okay. So his live event, I want to talk about this. First, not everybody goes to everything. And if I sign up for something, I am going to use that. I'm going to use all of it to my advantage. I am not skipping things. And it's not like, oh, I've got an event. It's like, I am rearranging my schedule to make it work. I'm not going, oh, those are your dates. I can't do it. I'm going, let me figure out how to make that work, right? I think that's a different strength and a different weakness some people have. Some people say, oh, I can't afford this. And I'm going, right this second, I don't know if I can afford that, but how could I make this work? Where could I make that kind of money in a week or in a whatever, right? I'm looking at what are the chances I can do this? And if there was a chance, what would that look like? Whereas some people go, oh, I couldn't afford that. I can't afford that right now. Or, oh, I can't make those dates work. Well, what if you could make those dates work? What if you did something or rearranged something? Or I've even had to go as far as canceling other events to make sure it could fit in my schedule, right? So I want you to be thinking about that. You might be self-sabotaging by saying, oh, I can't afford this. I can't make this date. Oh, the call times when I'm sleeping. Okay, guys, you can get value out of things even if you can't be there physically or be there live, right? I'm going to do everything I can to do that. But if I can't, I'm going to plan B, okay? So anyway, my point with this was a lot of people skipped his live event, probably because it wasn't a real retreat, right? It was just like, we're going to go to his live event and then we're going to hang out for a day. It was honestly one of my favorite retreats. Here's why I tell you, even my mastermind members that are in my program, they can do the same thing. They can come to my annual event for free, but not everybody will, right? They'll think, well, it's not a retreat, so I don't have to. But when you're there and you're observing and you're watching, first, what happens is when you're watching and doing everything, you're going to get ideas if you decide, ooh, I should be doing this for my customer service, or I should be doing this for social media, or how can I learn something from just what is happening? I signed up for an event. I signed up for an event coming up in March, and it was somebody where I don't want to say their names, that this is going to sound bad, and I really like them, so I'm not going to say anything negative, but I signed up for somebody's event where I'm not actually thinking I'm going to get much out of their content just because of the person that they typically serve. But I knew by going and experiencing the event, I would be able to learn about just how to run the event, okay? So again, I don't want to say anything negative because I really like this person a lot. That's why I'm going. And I'm always looking at not just the content, but how they structure it, how they do this. If I want to do something like that, I'm watching those things, right? So for me, I was super impressed by his event, really impressed. He has a really good team. I don't believe that Lewis is doing I mean, I know Lewis isn't doing everything, but I will tell you he's a lot more hands-on than you would think, and he's a lot more particular than you would think. And what I liked about after his event being there was he just flat out told us everything that went wrong, that shouldn't have happened. And we couldn't see it from the front of the house, but behind the scenes, it was kind of cool to see that. And it was really good to know that somebody can put on this amazing event and it looks flawless. But behind the scenes, even though he's still, you know, has a pretty successful business, things go wrong, right? And that's okay. If things aren't going wrong, you're almost wondering, did we forget something? Did we not do this right? Like, why does this feel so good, right? So I loved going to see it. I loved being able to meet some of you guys in person. I was so excited, being there and then having some of you guys come up to me. I love, love, love doing that. I got to meet some of your husbands because I know some of you came as couples. So fun, so cool. So that was well worth it for me too. I loved going there. Then our last retreat that we just attended. So this was a big eye opener too. There was no fancy speakers, right? It was just Lewis talking, Lewis sharing. And what's funny is this was just a bonus day. This was not a real retreat. It was just a bonus in case you had to miss it. But this event was like gold to me. We were so blown away and so shocked by what he was sharing with us because we don't get to hear a lot of him. We hear a lot of his amazing friends and his amazing speakers he brings in because he's so well connected. But Lewis is a really, his podcast is amazing. His business is a multi-million-dollar business. We want to hear from him too. So he starts sharing. We're all blown away. And you could almost tell he was surprised that we were liking it, right? And he said, if you guys want to hear more of this from me, I'll do it. I kind of just thought you wanted me to bring in my friends and do this and that. And I think that just shows you can't assume what people want from you. You have to really be listening to them and look at their reactions, right? Ask them these things. So I really, really want you to understand that you might think right now you know your audience really well, but you might be missing something. If you aren't talking to them, asking them questions, surveying them, you need to be doing that. And I think you have to show other sides of you to experiment if you're right. Just because they like something right now doesn't mean they're gonna like it 6 months from now. Doesn't mean they're gonna want that same thing in 12 months from now. So keep experimenting. Like use the 80-20 rule. Do 80% of what you know is working. Sprinkle in a little 20% here and there and see if anything else takes off. Listen to the feedback, you guys. The feedback is so important, okay? Another thing that I got from him was Lewis showed me the importance of connecting, how to build rapport. He is super engaging, you guys. He walks into a room, he hugs every single person, always has his arm around somebody or patting them on the back or like he is... I guarantee you, and this is going to sound so weird and not weird or gross in that kind of way, I guarantee he physically touches every single person every day. That sounds crazy. But again, I'm an observer. I'm watching, right? I'm watching him talk to other people, him talk to me. And he is so engaging and so, like, I think he asks questions and he either is really good at pretending he cares or he actually cares. And I really think he genuinely wants to help people. And I think he gets a really bad rap. I think people think he's like the cool kid or like the jock or the, you know, like they kind of think his, that's like the impression I hear from people. And I will tell you, I think that's so wrong. I think he is actually, he says he's not smart and he grew up really like having all these difficulties, which I believe is true. But I think he's a lot smarter than people actually understand. I think he's very strategic and I love strategy. So that's the kind of stuff that I loved learning from him. So what I like about him too is I believe he can do anything he wants. And I say him, not me, right? I know he's got these crazy goals and I believe he's going to do it. I'm not totally there yet. I have big dreams, but I'm not like, I want to be on Ellen DeGeneres, right? I mean, he's been on Ellen 3 times. And that, like, that's just like a little thing he's done. Like, he just has done so much. And I don't think I'm fully there yet, but I think I'm on my way to believing I can do anything I want to do. I say that, and maybe you say that, but do you really believe you can do anything? Like, I mean, and I can't say everything I want to say because some of this is a cone of silence where it's confidential, you know, being in this group, but there are some things you're going to see him do in the next 12 months and you're going to go, how did he get that? How did he do that? And one of the reasons I love following people like him, because I follow many of these people, is the more outrageous their goals are and the more outrageous things that they actually accomplish, the more I think, huh, maybe I could try to do a smaller version of that. And then when you do a smaller version of that and you do it, then you do the next bigger thing and the next bigger thing. And all of a sudden, you're going, whoa, how did I start doing all this crazy stuff? But when you up your friends, you up your peer, right? The people that you're hanging around, that's when bigger things start to happen and you're going to surprise yourself, okay? So his mindset is something I really envy and admire. And it's helped me grow my mindset, but it's also shown me I've got some mindset work to do, right? So I've got to get to the point where I fully believe I'm going to do anything I want to do too, right? And yeah, it's I'm a work in progress. I'm sure we all are, right? So I waited to record this until I did my private phone call with him. Now, I didn't know I was getting this, but at the end of the year, he sent us an email and said, hey, I'm giving everybody a private call. And I wasn't sure if I was coming back next year. So I'm like, I don't really want to do that private call because I think he's probably just going to try to sell me on the next year. And I don't know if I want to tell him to his face, I'm not coming back. I'm like, oh, I hate confrontation, you guys. I hate it, hate it, hate it. And I almost didn't take advantage of it. And like, you know what? I really don't know if I'm coming back and I'm going to be honest about it, but I'm going to take a free call if I get it because it's not about next year. It's about this year. And I paid for this year, right? So I take the call. And first of all, he was not salesy. He was not even trying to get me to come back. It was supposed to be a 30-minute call. I had to cut him off at 60 minutes. Oh my goodness, you guys, what was I thinking? But I had to go. I had a sales call that I was doing. And like I said, he was just there to help. And he was just there to help me figure out where to go next year and what to do. And I needed that little boost of dream bigger, dream bigger. I came on the call with my goals. And I had this number that I was going to be really impressed with, a number that was bigger than I really thought I was going to try to do next year. But I was like, oh, he's going to like this. I'm dreaming big. And he's like, what if we double that number? I'm like, of course you would say that, right? But you guys, you need that person to push you, to make you think, oh, can I hit this? Maybe I couldn't. You know, when people come to me and they're like, I want to make $20,000 this year in my business. $20,000, you should be getting paid more than $20,000, let alone your business grossing $20,000. There is no reason you can't be dreaming so much bigger than that. So much bigger than that. You deserve to be getting paid what you're worth. You're putting in hard work for your business. I hope that you are experiencing what you should be, right? So I really want you to be just kind of using these lessons learned from me. I mean, I wasn't here to like sell you on Lewis or bash Lewis, or I was just here to tell you, here's what I got out of my mastermind and how did I look at my return? And you know, one of the things that's hard to measure, and I really can tell you that I got the money that I spent, I got it back. But the money doesn't just stop when the year stops. And that's the cool thing. You know, one program or funnel or something that he helps me set up, right? Or people in the group tell me to do or any of that stuff, that can keep generating income, right? Another thing you don't realize is the connections you just paid for. You bought your friends, right? You completely bought your friends, and I'm okay with that. I bought some pretty amazing friends, you guys. And I love that sometimes you have to pay to get in these rooms because it makes it more selective. And when I pay, these level people in the room, we're all on the same page. And we all understand the value of putting in work, putting in the money, putting in the time. And that makes it even more special. And what's cool about these friendships are that these are real friends where we're texting and messaging and speaking at each other's events and going on trips together. And, you know, just because some people may or may not come back doesn't mean their friendships stop. And you have no idea what the return on any one of those friendships could be over the next 10, 20, 30 years, right? And people have no idea how much more powerful a mastermind can be over just a private coach, because it doesn't just come with one person. It can come with a whole lot more, all right? So I want you to be thinking about that. Now, one of the things, I'm going to kind of wrap this up. One of the things that I want to share with you, and I think this just kind of goes back to how this year has really impacted me, was, you know, again, heading into Christmas break, thinking, well, I'm pretty much wrapped up. You know, we've got Evergreen Funnels running. Of course, we can get some things in. But I didn't even tell you guys this. My Facebook ads account got shut down right before Christmas. So I really was like, it's over. I mean, guys, I don't even have Facebook ads running right at the moment. So yeah, I'm kind of capped out for what I'm bringing in besides my subscriptions and people paying for things, right? My reoccurring revenue. So I was like, all right, well, this is what I made. And then I was like, you know, Facebook's not the only way I make money, right? And it's not over. People could be going, it's the end of the year. I haven't picked a mastermind yet. I haven't done this yet. Maybe Stacey could help me, right? And I was just very open-minded about it this year, whereas last year I wasn't. So my Facebook ads account is down. We have at the moment got it back up, but at the time it was down. And the week it shut down, we had two people buy my Launch to 90 program. There was no ads running to it. There was no ads. It was strictly, they went to my website, saw it, bought it. And I'm like, wow, okay. Again, confirmation, it's not over till it's over, right? And you don't get to end your week on Thursday or Friday at noon. It's over when it's over. And you can keep going. Now, the really cool thing that happened to me was the last 3 days of the year, okay? So like 29th, 30th, 31st, we had three sales that came in that generated $52,000. The last 3 days of the year, you guys. New Year's Eve. I was so pumped. I mean, wait, like what a great way to celebrate on New Year's Eve, right? And I think that was just another little reminder, you know, God saying like, it's not over till it's over, right? And I hope, I mean, obviously 2018 is over, but we're already on to 2019. And if you're already down thinking, oh, I wanted to have this diet this way, or I wanted to do this over, you guys, we have so much time to make this business be what you want it to be, right? So I really, really, really hope that wherever you're at, you know that you have big, big dreams that are possible for you. And if you are still looking for a mastermind, if you are going, I kind of want to do something like this, again, go check out my mastermind. If you think maybe I could be that person to help you, and maybe the ladies I help curate will be this like amazing group for you, go to bit.ly/PH mastermind. You can get all the details there, apply, see if you're a good fit, and we'll find out. If it's not mine, I hope it's somebody's. And I really mean that, you guys. I really, really mean that. You've got to find a group of people that are going to push you, inspire you, stretch you, because I don't want you to waste your potential. I don't want you to waste an entirely perfect year, okay? From the bottom of my heart, I hope you get everything you want in 2019, because that's the cool part about what we're doing. I can be successful and you can be just as successful. You can be more successful, right? You don't have to lose in order for me to win, and vice versa. And that's the best part about what we're doing in business. So I hope this episode helped you. I hope this kind of gave you an idea of what I'm looking for when I'm doing masterminds and how I'm getting my return and how that happens and all of that. Big things to come for us next year in 2019. I can't wait for you to see everything. We're getting a new website done pretty soon and just new programs coming into the mix. And I just can't wait to kick off our first retreat with the Powerhouse Ladies coming up in February. I'm so excited. We have only a couple spots left. We are completely closing the program when we hit 20 incredible ladies. And we're pretty close to closing it. So make sure to check it out if you're interested. And again, thank you for being a part of this journey. I have just loved every part of 2018. And I promise you, wait till you see what we've got in store for you this year. You are going to be so excited. All right. Have a great week, you guys. I will see you so, so soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.